Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be sharing some interesting technology that is emerging, Pat, in our God's News Behind the News segment.
Oh, my goodness, even more.
And yeah, it's amazing how this happens. And we're also going to be talking about living a surrendered life. The key to fulfilling really our destiny in God is when we actually lose this thing we called life, okay? We actually gain a better life. But I don't know, you know, the more that I see things happening in society, it's amazing that with each new threat or scare, we are inching closer and closer, you know, as a society to giving up more of our security, more of our rights. And just recently, you remember over the Christmas holiday season, Target was hacked.
Yeah, I remember that.
By these hackers, and they stole a whole bunch of credit card numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been happening for many, many years now. Well, you know, we've been talking about the beast economy that will be approaching, that's approaching us, and the prophetic word regarding the beast economy. We've talked about it several times on VFN Radio, and in fact, you know, related to this segment, you'll see a bunch of those words. However, they have come up with this technology. It's a chip now, okay? Interesting. A chip and a pin, and they're talking how this is the future of all credit cards. I mean, this same technology right now is being used in Kenya, of all places, in different parts of Europe. And the idea and the concept behind this technology is to remove the black strip that's on the back of your card. So it no longer has a strip, but what it has now on the actual card is a computer chip. In fact, the developer is actually calling it, he's saying it's like having a small computer on your credit card. And so what it does, the way this thing functions, is to be able to, it communicates with the actual register with the store, and it kind of generates its own unique type of number with each transaction. And so, you know, first you have the card, now you have the pin and the chip. We've talked again about the RFID chips before, and it's everything set up for tracking. I mean, and again, it's all about saving the money and all about the economy and all about, well, I mean, the Bible is very clear regarding the beast economy in Revelation 13. Very, very clear. In fact, this is what the Word of God says. Revelation 13, starting in verse 15, says, the second beast was given, I lost my place here, the second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and call and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed. In verse 16, it all forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the number of the beast or the number of its name. And it's like, listen, catch a clue. We always, you know, you always wondered, what did it look like before everything came crashing down? You know, what did it look like before there was a transition? I think you're seeing it. They introduced things slowly. I remember when the first Palm Pilot, the first PDA portable electronic device came out, where this is way before BlackBerry, way before smartphones. But they were little personal handheld computers, and you were able to send infrared messages from one of those, you know, BlackBerries to the other. And one of the things that they were trying to do was be able to make, you know, payments through that way. In fact, you know, so you could send the payment to another, you know, terminal. Well, there's a company right now that's actually has developed technology where you can actually put that software, it's like an app, on your phone, so that you can start paying things with your phone. It means we are getting, with every single day that passes by and every single year, closer and closer and closer to this beast economy. And the whole thing is to usher the Antichrist and to finance, you know, that diabolical plan. Mm-hmm. And it's just for us to stay alert and to say, listen, I'm not getting no chip.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bow down.
No, thank you.
You know, and I'm going to serve the Lord. And I'm amazed at the amount of people that are hanging out in the wind and think that, well, at that time, I'll prepare. Listen, if you're already bowing down to Satan now in your life, let me tell you something. You're not going to be able to resist him later on. You know, the idea is to give your life to Jesus today and mm-hmm. to serve him and to serve him only. And listen, the Lord has shared with us. He shared with many in the body of Christ the soon coming financial collapse. I'm not indicating or saying that these are any way connected, but it's like, you know, catch a clue. You know, things are happening and they're progressing at such a rapid pace today. And it's only the wise person, Pat, that says, mm-hmm. listen, I need to understand the sign of the times. You know, Jesus got onto the Pharisees because they were able to interpret the weather patterns, mm-hmm. and yet they were so dull that they didn't understand, they couldn't recognize. They were demanding another sign, and he's saying, hello, the sign is right in front of you. Mm-hmm. And the Lord, you know, has an expectation for us to discern the times that we're living in, which causes us to be dependent upon him. It causes us to be, you know, to draw close to him in our abiding relationship and to really walk out a relationship with the Lord where we're dialoguing and communing and seeking his heart and his vision and what's happening. And Lord, what will you have me to do? Mm-hmm. You know, God tells he tells his friends the secrets. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you got to be his friend. You got to be his friend. And God wants to unveil, he wants to unfold, and he wants to reveal to us things that are happening, right? Because he's given us authority over this earth. But, you know, part of that unveiling and part of that knowing is you got to know him. You got to walk with him. And abiding is not something that, you know, is just a good idea. It's necessity.
That's right.
It's necessity to have a relationship with the Lord. And the byproduct is that the Lord begins to share his heart with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we begin to walk with him in fellowship and in unity and, mm-hmm. and togetherness. And it's time for the church more than ever to be alert, to be awake, and to know the season, to know the season, to know the timing. Listen, right thing at the wrong time is still the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
You need to know what's right, and you need to know when to do it. It's you know, the knowing of what to do and when to do it that matters. And God will tell you if you're walking with him. Oh, we need to be prepared. We need to be watchmen on the wall. We need to watch, Pat, and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to pray some more and then watch. And then we need to watch some more and pray. I mean, you got to watch and pray. You got to look. You got to see. You got to hear.
All right.
And you got to talk to God about all this. And he'll speak to you back and he'll reveal to you and show you. But we need to be watchmen on the wall and not fall asleep on the wall. But be alert and understand the season and the timing, times that we live. And so they're getting ready to put chips, computers in the cards. Listen, it won't be long till they're saying, hey, you know what? You don't need that card. It's so inconvenient. Why don't you just go ahead and put that in your hand, put that in your forehead?
Mm-hmm.
And just go, you know, just put that thing in there.
Right.
I think not.
I'll pass
not.
On that one.
I know not. No, thank you.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.